Hello and welcome to a BioWare podcast. I'm BioWare's community guy, Evil Chris Priestley.
Hi, I'm Jesse Houston. I'm the producer on Mass Effect 2 PS3. And we're here to do a little bit of a question and answer about the project we just finished up, Mass Effect 2.
It's coming out on the PS3 January the 18th. We're really excited to be bringing it to the PlayStation 3 because we have a huge audience that's been clamoring for Mass Effect on the PlayStation 3 for a long time now. And we're really fortunate to have Jesse with us today to tell us a little bit about why Mass Effect 2 on the PlayStation 3 is so very cool. Now, Jesse, maybe to start off, for those people that might have been living on Mars or something for the last little while, can you summarize, just sort of at a high level, what Mass Effect is as a game?
Sure. So in Mass Effect, you play the role of Commander Shepard, a Spectre agent who travels the galaxy to stop various looming threats. In the first Mass Effect, your role was to stop Saren, a rogue Spectre agent who was basically taken control of by a larger looming threat. In Mass Effect 2, you're actually furthering the story and seeing who Saren was working for.
Great, and as we said, Mass Effect has been out on the PC and the Xbox 360 for some time now, but finally it's coming out for the PlayStation 3. We've had huge demand for the PlayStation version. Fans have been eagerly anticipating its upcoming release. Really, what Jesse's here today to do is to tell you why Mass Effect 2 on the PlayStation 3 is so very cool. Is it the same game as the other games? What new features are there going to be? And what can you expect by playing it on the PlayStation 3? Maybe, Jesse, if you want to just hit, you know the game as well as anybody here at BioWare, maybe you can tell us why it is so very good on the PS3.
Sure. The first and main goal of the PS3 version was to be as good or better as the Xbox version. So what you're going to get is the same kind of BioWare experience where we tell a well-crafted story with, you know, high-quality visuals, the whole nine yards. Being that PS3 is coming out over a year later, we wanted to make sure that we added a lot of benefit to the people who waited. So one of the first things you're going to see is improved graphics. We actually created the engine for Mass Effect 3 and used that to make the Mass Effect 2 PS3. So we took the content and the story and all of the other assets that made up Mass Effect 2, and we put it into the Mass Effect 3 engine, and that's what we're actually delivering you. We've also bundled in a good deal of the downloadable content for Mass Effect 2 onto the same Blu-ray. And because of the size of the Blu-ray, you no longer have to swap discs. With that, we've also added in some new DLC, including an interactive comic that helps tell the backstory of Mass Effect 1, as well as helps you set the stage for your Mass Effect 2 universe, and helps you make decisions on things like whether or not Rex lives or dies, or whether Ashley or Caden lives or dies. These are pretty monumental choices that you would have had to take in Mass Effect 1, and really helps you see the different changes that happen around the universe of Mass Effect through that story.
Yeah, I think that's an important part. Fans were questioning, well, why can I play the second part of a trilogy of games without playing the first part? And we will be getting more into the interactive comic that Jesse mentioned next month with Mac Walters, the lead writer for the Mass Effect series, who's also a comic book writer with Dark Horse. We've worked very closely on the interactive comic that, as Jesse said, will allow you to set the variables to play into Mass Effect 2. But it's great that there is all this added content, the DLCs, the famous ones like Lair of the Shadow Broker, a lot of the Hammerhead missions, all that sort of thing, are all going to be bundled into the game as well. And that's something that, you know, for having to wait, makes the wait a little more palatable for the PlayStation 3 fan.
Absolutely. Not to mention, you know, we've also gone ahead and kind of made the experience much more solid on the PS3. So, for example, the controls are geared towards the PS3 controller. You can switch it back to the old-style Xbox controls if you'd like. Other things like planet scanning has been improved. We've rolled up all of the patches, done a whole bunch of bug fixing. You know, one of the other things that we've done is gone to the forums and gone to the reviews and really looked at user feedback, looked at telemetry and seen areas that we could have made improvements and really bundled, you know, put those into the game, fixed a bunch of areas that players had problems with, making sure that this really is the true best version of Mass Effect that we've released to date.
I'm really fortunate in my job that BioWare is so willing to listen to our fans. We have great community, we have forums, we have, you know, we get to meet a lot of people at fan events, conventions, that sort of thing. And we listen to our fans. And I think what Jesse said will really show to our fans that we listen to what you have to say.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just through, you know, email or whatever. We, you know, we're really active in a lot of other social media. You know, we're looking at this kind of the podcast scene now. I'm personally pretty active on the forums. I also use Twitter a heck of a lot. I know Chris is in the same kind of boat. So yeah, feel free to keep the feedback rolling. Keep talking with us. You know, we love to hear your feedback. Ultimately, we make these products to make you guys happy. And, you know, we couldn't do it without your help and support.
Absolutely. You can follow us through the BioWare Mass Effect Facebook page. You can follow us at Mass Effect 2 on Twitter. You can join our community forums and chip in. And again, if you were at any fan event, please come up and talk to us. We'd love to meet you.
Absolutely.
Yep. BioWare is really fortunate. As Jesse mentioned earlier, Mass Effect 3 was announced just recently. PlayStation 3 coming out for Mass Effect 3 as well, Jesse?
Absolutely. PlayStation 3 is now an integral part of the Mass Effect franchise, and it will be right there alongside the Xbox and PC versions of the game. So you're going to see all three launching on the same day come holiday 2011.
So there you go. That's some great news. Mass Effect 2, the award-winning best RPG of the year just this past weekend at the VGA Awards, coming out on the PlayStation 3, as Jesse said, January the 18th in North America, January the 21st in Europe, and expect Mass Effect 3 to be on all three SKUs in the winter of 2011. Thank you all very much for listening. It's been great having Jesse here to give us the BioWare podcast today. We'll be doing more in the future, as I said, one with Mac Walters coming really soon. Stay tuned for more BioWare podcasts.
Thanks, everybody.